A little lower, lower. Right here. Right over my wheat field. Perfect.
You sure?
Yeah. Hold steady while I aim.
Aim? Is that a rocket launcher?
Yep. Guy at the surplus said it'll kill all the weeds.
You just blew up my truck!
Oh, sorry about that.
There's a simpler way to protect your spring wheat. Use Perfect Match Herbicide for the broadest spectrum of broadleaf weed and grass control in a single product. Learn more at simpleweedcontrol.com. Always read and follow label directions.
All right, thank you very much. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. As Farm Rescue founder and president Bill Gross has said so many times here on the radio on Farm Talk, they help people. Farm Rescue helps families and individuals who, through no fault of their own, have suffered a natural disaster or tragedy. And Dan Erdman of Farm Rescue joins us now. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Mick. Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome. Let's see. A year ago, you were still mopping up down in Nebraska. 2 years ago, in June, you were down in, you were hauling hay to the folks who had prairie fires, wildfires down in Kansas. So I suppose this year with the pandemic, you're quarantining and hibernating, you're sitting back, but I'll bet you don't have your feet up on the desk.
Yeah, not so much. And, you know, not so much quarantining either. It's kind of been business as usual with a little tweak for our operations this year. And little bit more of a challenge to get some volunteers lined up to start the season with some of those 2 week waiting periods for any, you know, anyone coming in from out of state. And as you know, a lot of our volunteers that carry out our mission come from out of state. So it was kind of a strange start to the year. You know, the applications that we received from farmers asking for planting assistance was, you know, right on par with where it's been the last few years. So the work was there. It was just, you know, making some tweaks and making sure that we could get volunteers there to carry it out.
Also, some of your most wonderful and trusted volunteers are those who have had a lot of on-farm experience. And that's how I characterize some of the guys who, well, they don't farm as much anymore. They've turned the farm over to the son. They're really good at driving the combine, the tractor, the planter, and all that. But they are in a vulnerable age category. I suppose that's a concern, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's all things that we took into consideration when kind of forming our game plan this year. And like I said, there's a lot of curveballs thrown our way. And I think that's been the case for a lot of businesses and especially nonprofits this year with how operations are going to continue and, you know, with all of the different restrictions in place. And so we had to kind of update our protocols and make sure that we, you know, keep a little extra distance between our volunteers and the folks that they're helping, because as you mentioned, yeah, some of the volunteers are in that demographic that they could be affected a little worse. And a lot of the farm folks that we're helping are already in a kind of precarious situation. We don't want to make things worse for them by bringing anything onto their farm. So, you know, it's clearing, you know, with our volunteers, if they're comfortable being out on a case. We had, you know, a lot of masks that went along with our volunteers this year and different sanitation precautions that we took, wiping things down that we, you know, in years past probably wouldn't have had to do. And so I think one of the toughest things for our volunteers this year has been there's a lot of handshakes and hugs that are exchanged in what we're doing. And so a lot of these, you know, farm families that they're assisting, it's a little hard not to have that interaction that they've normally had in the past.
And it seems like every news that is COVID-19 or coronavirus effect, it all of the news stories end with underlying health conditions. And it's, you know, like you said, the farms that are affected, was there any change in the reason people called you? Were there, you know, seems to be like cancer affects somebody or a farm accident or something. What, were there any change in why they've called you this year?
I think, you know, for the most part, it's been a lot of those, I guess, common reasons that people get a hold of us. We've had a lot of people going through cancer treatments and a lot of, it seems like a lot more farm accidents with cattle and ATVs this year. We had a few of those just this spring. We did help with a COVID case. And we had, I think, one other application that circumstances changed and he ended up withdrawing his application. He didn't need our help. But the case that we did help with, he contracted COVID back in March, I think it was. And it hit him pretty hard because he did have some of those underlying health conditions. He had a portion of his lung removed. I believe he was diabetic. And so he, even now, a couple months later, is still going through some rehab and trying to get back to getting around the farm okay. So that's what brought us up there. But for the most part, a lot of the reasons remain the same. We kind of had to make that decision. Are we going to provide assistance if someone, calls us and says, I can't do this, I have COVID? It's it was kind of a case by case thing. If it's I don't want to compare it to the flu, but if it's something that they'll hopefully get over in a couple weeks, that may change the circumstances. But because this hit him so hard and he was completely unable to do his work is the reason our volunteers ended up on his farm. So for the most part, it's been a lot of similar reasons that we've helped people this time of year.
Alrighty. And last, you started with planting and harvesting, but last few years you've been into haying. Mm-hmm. A lot of haying projects this summer?
I think a little more than there have been in years past. And I think, we've had some pretty dry areas the last couple summers here. There just maybe hasn't been as much hay to be made in some of our territory. We've had a couple cases this year that they're helping with the case right now. And I've seen a couple more haying applications come in just today alone. So the need is there. I think a majority of our work is still the planting and harvesting and probably what we're most known for. But as you know, we added livestock feeding assistance just a couple of years back too. So that's another option for folks that are going through an unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster. But yeah, we kind of jumped right from planting into haying, and just recently announced that we are going to be offering harvest assistance in the state of Kansas, which is something that we've never done before. And so we have some boots on the ground down there trying to spread word of our services and try to let folks know down there what we're all about and that we're there to help.
Well, that was my next statement. That
sorry, Mick.
That's okay. No, the harsh reality that you deal with, like you said, natural disaster, injury, illness through no fault of their own. That's a harsh reality that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. The good news is, thanks to Busch Beer, you're going into Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, one of those things, kind of an unexpected phone call one day from the people at Busch that. Last year they helped raise some funds for us, kind of out of the blue. And, at the time we weren't really sure if that was going to be a continued partnership or not. And we're blessed that they want to keep us involved. They launched some corn cans that you've maybe seen out there that, within our service territory.
How about stacked up 12 packs stacked on a pallet in the shop? That's what I've seen.
There's been quite a bit of that. Yeah, I've seen people making thrones out of these boxes of corn cans. So it's pretty cool to see that. And Busch is looking to give back to the folks that make that beer possible. And they had reached out to some of their local growers up in this area, and I guess our name was thrown around a couple times, and that's kind of how we got involved. And so they looked at other ways of helping us, and we had our name on a couple cars in a NASCAR race down in Atlanta a couple weeks back because of the Busch folks. So they're really helping us spread the word for our mission and try to help a few more folks. And part of the donation from them is to, again, help us launch into the next state, which is Kansas this year.
And we mentioned that farmers love buying these things and stockpiling them, but for each, is it a 12-pack, I think, or for each pack, it says?
Yeah, every case, yep. I think it was the 30 packs that a dollar from every case would go to Farm Rescue.
And I see that ends on July 5th, so everybody stock up before the 5th of July. Yeah. $1
donated. And I think they're going fast, so yeah, you might want to go sooner than that even.
Super. All righty. $100,000, up to $100,000 for Farm Rescue's ongoing efforts in Kansas. Great. All right. Well, again, a lot of good news, but also a lot of tragedy out there. So thank you so much for the work you do there, Dan. If people who are listening now would like to help in one way or another, and obviously the best way is with a donation of some kind, financial is the best. How do they do that?
Absolutely. And like I said, there's a lot of nonprofits trying to figure things out this year. And, a lot of curveballs thrown our way as well. So yeah, if you're looking to help us out, those donations are always greatly appreciated. You can do that right on our website. It's farmrescue.org/donate. Any amount helps, and we sure appreciate it. And if you're looking to get a little more involved and maybe join our volunteer family, you can do that on the website as well. Again, farmrescue.org. Or if your family just out there trying to figure out how you're going to get through the haying season or the harvest season, you're going through a tough time for, you know, whether it's injury, illness, natural disaster, you can apply again on our website, farmrescue.org.
Thank you very much, Dan, again, for the work you do, and thanks for helping folks. These are trying times, uncharted territory.
For sure.
The new normal ain't very pretty in a lot of ways. So thank you for helping folks.
Well, thank you, Mick. We always appreciate talking to you.
You bet.